This week on Minnesota Native News, church and community members in Minneapolis build bridges now that Lake Calhoun is officially known by its original Dakota name, Bede-Mikaska.
Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.
This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. The Minneapolis Park Board recently recognized the original Dakota name for Lake Calhoun. That means signs around the lake in the uptown neighborhood of Minneapolis officially now read Bede-Mikaska and Lake Calhoun. The process to reclaim the original name has been rocky at times, but a new effort has begun to move past the divisions over the name. Reporter Melissa Townsend tells us more.
Bede-Mikaska means White Earth Lake. Some say the name refers to how it looks when it's cold and frozen.
According to our Wolakota ways, there is a spirit of the lake.
Nancy Bordeaux is Sichunka Lakota from Rosebud, South Dakota. She's director of a Minneapolis organization that helps women coming out of abusive relationships to engage in traditional healing practices.
The spirit of the lake is a woman, and we should honor her when we go there because she's in all the waters of the earth. We actually do go swim in a lake and have fun and all of that stuff too, but to be on the water or in her waters, we ask for permission and we have respect for her.
On October 7th, Nancy Bordeaux joined with about 30 other people, whites and American Indians, at the First Universalist Church, just blocks off the shores of Bede-Mikaska. They came together to talk about the lake, and Nancy Bordeaux's experience was totally new to Will Stockton. He's white, and he lives and works in the suburbs.
I have a sense of the boundary waters, from my experience, as a sacred place. That's not a question for me. It feels that way. But this lake, I thought of it as a resource, not as alive as a spirit.
For decades, there's been some conversation about restoring the Dakota name for this lake. But the conversation moved to action last June after the mass shooting in South Carolina prompted many to denounce displays of the Confederate flag.
It was only in the wake of what happened in South Carolina that I stopped to think about where the name of the lake came from.
Ben Schweigert is a member of the Lake Calhoun and Lake Harriet Master Plan and Community Advisory Council, also known as the CAC. He was one of the board members who supported restoring the Dakota name.
Not because Calhoun is a guy who looks bad in hindsight. I mean, that's going to be true of all of us, I'm sure. But because even in the context of his own time, he was on the wrong side.
Lake Calhoun was named in 1820 after John Calhoun, a man who, among other things, supported slavery. As Secretary of War, Calhoun established the Bureau of Indian Affairs, which backed policies outlawing indigenous language and culture and promoted boarding schools for native children.
Then, of course, the question was, if we don't want our lake named after John Calhoun, what's it going to be? And again, perhaps foolishly, had never stopped to ask what the name of the lake was before it was Lake Calhoun. But of course, it had a name.
At the gathering this evening, no one talked about John Calhoun or his work or his beliefs. Lakota Elder Lemoyne Lapointe, who led the group, said tonight we'll be talking about ourselves.
All of us carry a personal value. That's what's most meaningful, not only to us, but to our relationship with water. What we look at today is the positive, beautiful implications of this body of water and what it means to us.
People spent 3 hours in small group conversations talking about their experiences with water and their impressions of the spirit of this Minneapolis lake. Will Stockton says the conversation helped him see the lake in a whole new light.
This lake and this sort of challenge around naming is an opportunity to create community in a way that I haven't participated in it before. So I'll be looking for more opportunities.
Nancy Bordeaux says this is a healing process for American Indians.
I really value and appreciate the different nationalities that are here. People underestimate, you know, how healing it is to our Native American community.
The conversation will continue. There's a second gathering scheduled for December 3rd at the First Universalist Church in Minneapolis. Organizers say all are welcome. For Minnesota Native News, I'm Melissa Townsend.
This is Minnesota Native News.